mobile devices with the Extra Sports app. This is Extra Sports 1300.
Welcome back, Drive Time Sports. We could not pick just one of our area state champions to nominate for Athlete of the Week, so we have them all, and they are available to vote on at extrasports1300.com/athlete of the week. And we also said part of it is that no matter who ends up winning Athlete of the Week, we wanted to give all of them an opportunity to come on the show because they all deserve to be celebrated and get their moment here on the radio to talk about the great achievement that they made. And joining us today, he is the 132-pound state champion in Class 4A from Air Academy High School. Jason Hannenberg joins me in studio. Jason, glad to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. So how has your life changed drastically in the 4 days since you became a state champion?
I think the biggest thing is all my teachers seem to know me nowadays and tell me congratulations. But just a personal level, feels really good. I'm waking up every morning and not thinking that, man, that one guy beat me and I got to go get it and finally accomplish that. And my brother and I have been talking about it too, and we're happy that we at least got one of us as a state champion. Because my freshman year, we both were first year wrestling together on the team and got to the semis, and we're like, this is our year, man. We're going to get to the finals together. And I ended up falling short, and he made it to the finals but took second. So it was a good year, but...
And your older brother?
Yep. He's up at Western State.
Oh, very cool.
So that's where I'll be going, up here to continue wrestling and study sports and exercise science up at Western State. So
very cool.
To go join him.
You talk about, you know, not having to wake up and be like, oh, man, if I just would have, you know, when I was, you know, on my back, if I just would have, you know what I mean? You didn't have to do that, but... You were on a trajectory, right, where you were climbing. You were getting closer and closer, and then last year it kind of went the other way because after your sophomore year, it was okay. Disappointing, yes, but next year, absolutely, because I was a runner-up. And now how disappointing and how much did it motivate you to fall short of where you thought you would be last year?
Yeah. It was really disappointing, but a big motivation. Every loss I take and every bump I come to, I see as a learning curve, and I always try to build off of that and look back at what I did wrong and what I did right and go off of it. So just knowing that I went from second to fourth was a big leap down for me. And my grandpa was just getting into his chemo back then when I just lost. So I wasn't sure if he was going to make it the whole year, so I wanted to win at him for state that year. And he didn't make it this year at state, but I told him before he passed that I was going to be a state champ this year, and that was a big motivation for me, is to push forward for that.
That's awesome. That's really cool. Sorry for your loss, but that is really cool to hear the motivation. And I get... In talking to people around the program, and I've seen things, you know, when you were in the Gazette and things like that, I get the sense that you have the perspective that I don't know a lot of guys your age have, and that's a compliment, because you talk about that. You talk about, you know, winning for something else other than just you with your grandfather. But also something that I found very interesting is your perspective on each individual, maybe before you took a path of every weekend is the most important weekend of my life, and if I don't win, then you know, it's horrible, and I'm never going to get over this. But it seems like when you went to this tournament that was really high level, you just kind of realized that everything is a process and building towards being what you are. I don't want to just say it all for you. I'll let you explain the change that happened. What tournament did you go to, and what changed in your mentality when it comes to wrestling?
Yeah, a big tournament, and one of the biggest tournaments I went to was the Walsh Ironman up in Ohio this past year. And I got my eyes opened a little bit, seeing some upstate studs, and I mean, it was a big mental turnaround for me going up there. Is they warm up before weigh-ins and get a sweat going and are moving. We're down here in Colorado. Everybody's laying around taking naps before right. weigh-ins and just
well,
waiting.
Well, wrestling tournaments are early, man.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. But it's a whole different mindset up there. And with the coaches, it's they're training college wrestling in high school, where in high school we're still going to need that transition year going into college, and it'll be a big step. So I just really felt a lot mentally strong when I came back. I opened up to a whole new kind of genre of wrestling up there.
So what changed with you in terms of your preparation for wrestling tournaments? You talk about not, you know, not listening to music and laying on a pillow or whatever, but how did your preparation change after that?
Yeah, this year, especially at state, I warmed up mentally a lot, not physically. I was just sweating a little bit before I went out there, but I took big, deep breaths before 5-10 minutes before I was going out on the mat, and right before I did step out on the mat, I just was really calm inside and didn't let anything get to me, and I was just zoned into what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm. Jason Hannenberg, he is a state champion wrestler from Air Academy High School, joining us here on Drive Time Sports. So let's talk about the weekend. Did you kind of go through the entire bracket once it came out to kind of see who you were going to go up against?
Yeah, a little bit. One thing my coaches have always been sure about is taking the match one step at a time and not looking forward, because you got to get through that first one to get to the next one. So I definitely looked forward like everybody did and saw who I thought I'd be wrestling in but there were some upsets, so I
right.
wasn't quite sure. I saw a couple different people.
And it seemed like you can't gauge everything based on, you know, how much quicker you pin somebody or whatever. But would you say that you got better throughout the weekend? Because it kind of feels like you did. Looking at the results, it feels like you got better.
Yeah. I think the first couple of days I was a lot more mentally strong. Like I say, a big thing for me is like that, because once you get into those later rounds, then a couple negatives get into your head and hold on to them a little bit. But I think my physical and out on the mat, I wrestled well each day, got progressively better.
The guy that you wrestled in the state championship, is that how many times have you faced him before?
When we were younger, quite a bit, and we were mostly on club team together and traveling around on Team Colorado, so I haven't wrestled him in a match lately. But we've definitely stayed in touch and known each other pretty well.
It's kind of funny how that works, right? You think Pueblo and Colorado Springs, they mix all the time. They really don't when it comes to wrestling. So, obviously, you don't have to give us the play-by-play, but just kind of give us a general sense of how the match went for you mentally and also, you know, kind of how it went for you.
Yeah, the first period went well. We went 0-0 on our feet. We just were feeling each other out, and it wasn't too bad. Nobody really opened up into it. And then the second period, I felt pretty comfortable on top with him. I thought I was going to ride him out for the whole first or second period and get a turn here and there, but he did nice and tripod well and cleared his hand, so he ended up getting an escape towards the end, right in the middle of the second period. And third period was my choice going down. I felt really comfortable that I'd get a quick escape or a reversal and we'd be back up fighting for that takedown, but the time kept going and going and I was still on bottom, and I was just thinking to myself, man, you better get out or you're going to do it to yourself again. And right at the end, we went out of bounds. I looked up, and there was about 22, 23 seconds left. And I got down. I said, man, you better do it right now, or it's not going to happen. And I got that standing switch and broke his hips down and had a cradle locked up for about 5 seconds. And then I bailed from that to stubby his leg more and break his hip. And they finally threw that 2 up, and I looked up, and it hit 2-1. And I was like, wow, it was a big relief for me. I was super excited as well. A dream coming true, but at first it was just a big weight dropped off the shoulders and a relief. It's a good feeling.
Sometimes those referees are ruthless, man. They'll even like start to cock the elbow or something. And you're like, okay, look, what else? What other position do I need to do? Well, that's awesome, and it's really cool to see someone like you that experienced a lot of success right away, but still, even with that success, had some adversity, and you are obviously proof that you can battle through that and end up being crowned a state champion. You can vote for Jason for our Athlete of the Week by logging on to extrasports1300.com/athleteoftheweek. The voting closes tonight at midnight, and we will announce the winner tomorrow on this very radio program. Jason, thanks for coming in, man, and congratulations. It's really cool as a former wrestler, not near the talent that any of you guys are, but I just appreciate what wrestlers go through, and it's just really cool to see somebody that ended up having their hand raised in their final match. So thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having me.
There's Jason Hannenberg from Air Academy High School, one of a handful of area wrestlers who captured state championships, I should say, over the weekend. We will take a break, come back, and get to your final text before we close up shop here on Extra Sports 1300. If you are